Please stay tuned, and at the end of the program, we'll let you know where to send your questions for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we continue our exploration of the doctrine of salvation. Here again are Dave and Tom.
We're continuing with the Gospel. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, and we're going to pick up with verse 22. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. Dave, put that in perspective for us. But I think you want to back up to 21, don't you?
Well,
we sort of touched on that last week.
Yeah, you read it, but we didn't really cover it. All these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. That's a very interesting passage. It would remind you of 2 John that says, if you don't have the Father, you don't have the Son. And those who do not recognize that there is a Trinity, a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, yeah, they're happy to, well, I believe in Jesus. He was a great leader and so forth. Mm-hmm. But to believe that he is God and that he was sent by the Father to pay the debt for the sins of the world, that's rejected by many people. And if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. If you don't have the Father, you don't have the Son. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. So he says part of this persecution, or a major reason for the persecution you will get, is because they are doing it for my name's sake, he says. In other words, because you are identified with me. And then he says it's because they don't know the Father who sent me. If you had known him, he said, even to Doubting Thomas, remember,
mm-hmm.
in chapter 14, if you had known him, you would have known me. You've known me, you would know him. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And he is simply reinforcing this once again. They know not him that sent me. And all the nations that know not God will be cast into hell.
Mm-hmm. So verse 22, Dave, he's going on, he's really convicting them by what he's saying. He's exposing their sin.
Right.
So once they hear what he says, there's nowhere to go. They can't cloak their sin anymore.
This is not saying that they wouldn't have lied or committed adultery or whatever. He's saying, if I hadn't come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. That is, they wouldn't be as guilty. They wouldn't be as without excuse, because here he is the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He comes into the world. He's God himself, the creator, and he's speaking to them. He's healing the sick, raising the dead, feeding the hungry. And what does that do? That exposes the real sin that they are guilty of. Mm-hmm. That is rebellion against God. You look at the cross of Christ, and you see what sin really is.
Mm-hmm.
Sin would take the Creator, tear him from his throne, and kill him. And Christ is saying, here I come, the light of the world. I'm God. I'm the Creator. He was in the world. The world was made by him. The world knew him not. And the light now has shined into the world. And men love darkness rather than light. And they have no cloak for their sin now. The light that he brings has exposed really the evil in their heart. It's not just that they're guilty of petty sins, you know, there are no petty sins.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that they're dishonest in their workplace, or they're selfish, or husbands and wives don't get along with one another, or children are disobedient to parents. That's not it. Now, what sin really is being exposed, because here he comes, the light of the world, and they prefer to walk in darkness, and they reject him. It's really staggering, Tom, when you think of it. I remember Werner von Braun. Wasn't he the German scientist, rocket scientist?
Father of modern rocketry.
Here in the United States, at least. He was a Christian. And he put it something like that. He said, one of the most staggering, unbelievable episodes in human history, God himself comes as a man to reveal himself to mankind, and they nail him to a cross. I think this is what Jesus is saying. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. It doesn't mean that they weren't sinners. They had the law. But the sin wouldn't have been shown up for what it really is, as wicked as it is. Mm-hmm. Now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. So he's going back to this again. I and my Father are one.
Mm-hmm. Dave, just go back to the cloak thing. Also among the religious Jews, the leadership, Jesus said over and over again, you've heard it said, but I tell you. In other words, they were adding laws to laws to laws to cover themselves. Mm-hmm. It looked like it was more stringent, but actually the laws are created to get around laws. We find that.
Well they were doing it. They definitely were doing that.
Right.
It was their tradition. And in Matthew 15, Jesus said, you have made void the word of God by your tradition. They had ways of getting around the gospel, getting around the truth. In fact, Jesus said, you even bring tithing down to the herbs in your garden, but you neglect love and the true worship of God. So they were covering it up. This was a cloak that they had. And Tom, you make a good point here, because Christ just pulled that self-righteous garment that they had put on themselves. He just stripped them naked, which I remember one of the early preachers said, every person is like Adam and Eve hiding behind a tree in the garden. And what you've got to do is chop that tree down, whatever it is, their self-righteousness, their excuses, their good deeds, whatever it is, you got to chop it down and expose them to their Creator.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Jesus did.
And when that happens, there are going to be two reactions. Either they're going to repent and recognize how evil they are, or they're going to hate Him.
Oh, yeah.
And hate, claiming to love the Father, but hating the Father as well.
Mm-hmm. Hate Him they did. And he that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. Now he's elaborating. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. They couldn't deny. He raises the dead. Well, this man comes from God. This is what Nicodemus recognized in chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
You are a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracles that you do except God is with him. Well, God had to be more than just with him. He is one with the Father. So he says, I've done works nobody has ever done. In fact, remember in John chapter 9, the man that he had healed who had been born blind, and the rabbis are saying, well, this man is a sinner. And he replies to them, why, it has never been heard of, never been seen that a man born blind was made whole. This man must be from God. How can you say that he's not? Well, Jesus is saying exactly that. I've done things that nobody has ever done, nobody has seen. You couldn't possibly deny that this is the hand of God, and you are all the more guilty because of that. You have no cloak anymore, no excuse anymore for your sin.
Mm-hmm. Dave, time and time again, we see some of the issues that we've discussed on this program that are so clear, so obvious, and you'd think anyone with any common sense whatsoever would say, absolutely true, absolutely right, and be convicted. Mm-hmm. But more often than not, we find people saying, no, absolutely not. I don't agree with that. It's dead wrong. And it really comes down to not an intellectual issue. You know, we mentioned Wernher von Braun, mm-hmm. brilliant, but had an understanding that didn't come out of his brilliance, but came out of his heart to respond to these things. Mm-hmm. That's what it takes.
Tom, I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in others. We're stubborn. We're proud. We don't want to admit we're wrong. I was raised a Baptist, I'll die a Baptist, raised a Catholic or Orthodox or whatever. To face the truth, the facts, when I was in the business world, I remember some guys had on their desk, you remember it, a little plaque that said, don't confuse me with facts, my mind is made up. And that's tragically the situation. I find that most people believe what they want to believe. And don't disturb me. Don't rock my boat. I'm doing okay. Getting their own way and being right means more than truth. And that's a tragedy because Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
Dave and Tom will take up their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. And now, to tell you more about our ministry, here's TBC Executive Director, Tom McMahon.
The name the Berean Call is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, where we find the Apostle Paul entering the synagogue in the Greek city of Berea after he had just come from Thessalonica. To these Bereans, he preached that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. They were commended for being noble or fair-minded, not only for their willingness to hear what Paul had to say about the matter, but more specifically because they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether or not what the apostle was saying was found in God's Word. That's what we hope to encourage through this ministry. Our prayer is that we can be used of God to stimulate Christians to look to the Bible alone as their rule of faith, authority, and practice in living lives pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Gary?
If you are a serious student of God's Word, we offer many items that you'll find helpful. From books and tracts to audio and videotapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and much more. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 4503, and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We are currently evaluating the effectiveness of our radio ministry. If you find this broadcast edifying and informative, it's important for you to let us know. Please call, write, or visit our website to contact us by email. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll have our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we continue with our series of discussions based on Dave Hunt's book, A Cup of Trembling, and Did the Jews Force the Arabs Out of Israel? In Religion in the News, A Bible for Feminists, we'll take a look at that story and examine the question, what are the spiritual gifts? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily.
For more information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website, at www.thebereancall.org.